Michael, it is Donegal Tyrone, take two. What do you think's going to happen this time around?
Yeah, be a big one. So there's always a bit of fireworks, talking points, whatnot, in a Donegal Tyrone game. Hopefully packed house, no doubt, I think, in Balbuffet. Yeah, listen, it's going to be challenging. Like, look, let's face it, coming down the straight, you know, from a Donegal point of view, in the last game, whichever, that's the most recent one you have to look at. You know, Tyrone were leading, coming in, Donegal show good resolve. Like, they've showed in a lot of the games, haven't they? In the Ulster final, they've showed good resolve, even against, you know, just Tyrone, in terms of hanging tough and hanging in there. And I think they'll need all of that again. You know, Tyrone, you look at their team in paper, a couple of young players come into it, but they... I don't think they'll fear Donegal, and always trying to beat the same team twice in the one year is tricky and difficult. But the one thing Donegal have going for them, I think Jim McGuinness would have alluded to a few times, is the confidence that they would have got from now being Ulster champions. You know, some teams, when they win something, they take a pressure with them. I think this team and Donegal team will actually gain a huge boost and a sense of confidence from being there and being there on merit, you know. And I think from all Donegal supporters' point of view, that's what we'll be hoping to kind of see come Saturday evening. The value in this first game and all the groups is so crucial, you know, not so much for qualifying, but for qualifying the way you want to qualify, which is top of the group. You know, so these big games, you know, number one, first day out, Donegal, Tyrone, it's just a massive one, you know.
Yeah, and sorry, Michael, I suppose Tyrone have come two of the last three games, beaten Donegal in the championship, lost by 9 points to Tyrone last year, but this is a Jim McGuinness team. Is the onus on Tyrone the fact that they lost to Donegal in terms of coming up with something a bit different and maybe the possibility of squeezing up in a kick-out or maybe attacking Donegal up the pitch? Or you think, Michael, it'll be in for a similar type of tactical, you know, possession-based type game?
I think if you're sitting in Tyrone at the moment and you're looking at Donegal overall and potentially Donegal going into the game as favourites, if they looked of where the games has been tightest for Donegal so far, it's been when a team has probably sat in. Like, you know, you look at the Armagh, the Ulster final, you look at the way even Tyrone did it and did it quite well for long periods in that Ulster Championship game. So I think they'll do that with the hope of just executing a wee bit better and attack themselves, getting a wee bit more out of Derek Canavan, getting a wee bit, you know, more, maybe as some of the under-20s going to come in. I see young own Michael Holm being drafted into the panel. Maybe it's too soon for him to be thrown in, but listen, Tyrone still have really good experienced All-Ireland winning players in that group and that team. You know, Cathal McShane's still about there, you know, Kieran McGeary's still about there, that they'll be hoping to try and get more off. So I'd say it'll be much of the same. Hopefully they'll be hoping to be more refreshed than they were going into the Donegal game from the Cavan game, and that the 3 week, 4 week break has done them the world of good. But listen, from the Donegal point of view, I keep going back to it, I do think that they won't carry a pressure. I do think that they'll be carrying, and rightly so, they should carry a huge sense of confidence going into this game at the weekend, you know.
Yeah, and that confidence, Michael, you just mentioned it. You remember yourself in 2011 when you won Ulster, that kind of sense of relief and joy and you know, the teams coming together. In many ways, Donegal been 3 down to Tyrone the last day and been 4 to Armagh. Is there now a thing where, listen, no matter what happens in the game, we know we can come back, we know we can win?
I think so. I think that's the you know, the couple of the biggest things that you take from this team from watching them so far. Go as far back to the league final too, being honest. You know, they went down probably with a number of key starters not in play that day, and they hung in. They went out onto a lead to begin with. Armagh came rattling back with 15 minutes to go, and you felt, well, that's been a great, you know, day for Donegal. They've unearthed a few new players. But no, they didn't take it. They kept hanging in there, and they got the winner eventually that day. So that kind of newfound resolve, you know, is there now. And that's something, no matter, it's an unbelievable trait to have as a team, to take that with you, that no matter what numbers on the scoreboard, whether it's 68, 69, 70, 71, that this team doesn't go away. And, you know, it's become a habit with this team now. Listen, I've no doubt that the whole team would love to set out and go and win a game and win it comfortably, and all supporters would like to see that. But these are quality teams that Donegal they're playing against. They're, you know, it's at the All-Ireland Series. Every team is going, you know, hammer and tong to push on at it. But it's a great threat to have. And also, if you look through the Donegal team at the moment too, that, you know, a final one, as a team, they're playing really, really strong. So they're defending really strongly as a team. They're attacking really well as a team. If you were to probably go through all their individuals, there's so much more scope, I do think, for a lot of them to get play a bit better. You know, Niall O'Donnell playing really, really well for Donegal and consistently has done so. Jason McGee, likewise. We've seen Oisin Gallen in the first half, the last day, phenomenal. They're at Ryan McHugh in the first two games, really, really good. There's scope for all of them lads and others in the team to actually play that bit better. But Donegal as a team, and that's the magic of Jim McGuinness, is it's not reliant on one or two players having to play top of the pops. They can get a nice spread of involvement defensively and attacking ways from everybody across the team, and the lads coming in, even chipping on off the bench. Jack McKelvey coming in, chipping with points the last day. Young Keel McColgan's coming back again. Oren Doherty chipping in with points. So that's the difficulty of trying to tie down this Donegal team at the moment, you know.